Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my delight and pleasure to be with you. We're on the air every Thursday night at 8:30. We had a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, but that's okay. We're here. You know, we just have to press the hold it sometimes, and just don't let sweat the small stuff. Just move forward with what we're doing and what God has ordained for us to do. Tonight, I am excited about the show as always. But before I get started, I just want to say thank you to all the callers who are calling in. Thank you to the followers and the folks that are sending me messages and checking out the show. And I'm learning about new shows that are coming on the air, and I'm really excited about that. And I love having guests on, as you know. So if you would like to be a part of Issues Concerning Women, please give me a call. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. Tonight our topic is going to be about business development, how to start your business, how to get it going, some of the things that we can help you do. But if this is your first time visiting this show, I'm Francine Humphrey, your host. I'm the director of Issues Concerning Women, for an organization that is here to provide services for individuals, for women, for families, for groups, for businesses, for if you have relationship problems and you want to check, you know, need help with that, we're here for you. I'm a consultant. And sometimes call the coach, but that's fine. I wear both hats. I love what I do. I love people. I love helping you. I know that this is what God has ordained for me to do. I'm blessed in this area. I am able to come out to your organization or to your church and speak to your particular group. I love book clubs, and I'm a part of two book clubs right now. So we're always looking to meet new people online and communicate with folks all over the United States. We're just loving everything that's going on. Sometimes we have guests from global and international guests and our speakers or people that are listening. So we're excited. So if you like what we're doing at Issues Concerning Women, please keep on listening to us. Please think about being a guest on the show. I would love to have you. I love what I do. I hope that you love it, too. And I know that you do because you keep coming back. So you wouldn't come back if you didn't love it. So thank you. Thank you so much. This is the beginning of a new month. You know, 6 months has passed since the beginning of January. We made all those resolutions. And some of us have achieved our goals and others have not. I'm working on different projects, and I'm looking for people to tell me what you have accomplished in the last 6 months. So if you're interested in doing that, you shoot me an email at cinedesign@aol.com. That's cinedesign@aol.com. Or you can go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and that is issuesconcerning.com. We're going to be doing our monthly newsletter that's coming up. We're working on that. I have a forum going on this weekend, so we're going to meet some local people and talk to them, hang out with them for a little bit in Virginia Beach. So if you're in the area and you want to come join us, I'll be at the Central Library at 9:30 on this coming Saturday in the morning, which is June the 4th, from 9:30 to 11:30. It's going to be a two-hour session. The format is going to be discussing where you are right now, your life, your business, your career, what things you have accomplished, and what things you need help with. So it's a free event. So if you live in Virginia Beach or one of the surrounding areas, seven cities, come join us. We'd love to have you. And if you need directions, you can call me. Just go to the website and get my phone number, and then you can call me. So it's just great to be able to get in touch with other business professionals, so people who want to start businesses, for people who are thinking they might want to start a business, they're just not sure. I'm looking for power players. I'm always looking for those kind of people, people who have so much energy and make a difference in the community. I want to hear what you're doing so I can share with others, because that's my business. I consult with you. I talk to you. I share what's going on in Hampton Roads or wherever you are. Last week we had Miss Vicki Scott on from Kansas City. Thank you, Miss Vicki. I really appreciate you coming on. She's a virtual assistant. And if you didn't get the information about her, you can just go back to the archives for last Thursday night, and you'll be able to get her information so you can contact her. She's an awesome lady. She's about her business. She loves what she is doing, and she's looking to increase her business. So you might want to touch base with her. I've also been working with Ms. Cynthia Tyler. Her organization is the Book Club Group. She's starting book clubs all over the United States. She's there to help you get it started. If you can't or don't know how to get it started, you can contact her as well. I have so many consultants that I work with, so anything that you possibly might need, if I can't help you with it myself, I can direct you to where you need to go and who you need to be partnering with. So that's what it's all about, partnering, helping each other, moving forward where we are, increasing our business, even in this economy, because it can be done. I'm a firm believer in sharing what God has given me, and I don't mind sharing. I don't mind helping others. I don't mind. If God gives me something, I'm willing to share it with somebody else because it's a blessing to me as well. When you reach out and help somebody else, guess what? You get blessed, even if you're not trying to do it. If you have a good heart and you have riches with the things that you're doing, then it is absolutely wonderful that you'll be able to help somebody else and make a difference in their life. It's so much to talk about when you're talking about starting a business. And I just want to go over a few things with you tonight. I know we only have 30 minutes for the show, but we talk about there's power in the plan, there's power in success. So you have to do what's necessary to achieve the level of success that you want to achieve, because everybody's success level is different. You know, you're successful in different areas of your life, but you want to be well-rounded and well-balanced in all areas of your life so that you have total success, so that you're able to do all the things that you want to do, that you're able to stretch beyond even what your mind can think about and just reach out and do things differently. Know what God has ordained for you to do and just step out on faith to do that. We are all about girl power and women power, but, of course, we're all about families and friends and doing things that are important. This past Sunday, we had Family and Friends Day at our church, and I am the pastor of the church, and I was just so ecstatic about all the family and friends that came out just to share with us and to be with us, because family is important. You need your family to be in your life and to support you. I know some people don't get along. Sometimes we have different things going on in our families, but I'm telling you guys, you need to get it right. We need to talk about forgiveness and get these things right that we're holding against each other. But sometimes if you're not getting blessed, it's because you're holding a grudge against someone else. Excuse me. Forgive that person who owned your life, and you will see a difference in what God is going to do for you in your life, because it's all about where we are and what we need to do and how much we need to move forward. You know, we don't want to wait for opportunities to come to us. We want to learn how to cultivate the power and go get it. You want to have that go get it attitude. We don't just want to be sitting there idly thinking, you know, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know, you know, what I should be doing, but do something. Get a plan together. There's power in the plan. You know, I'm all about giving advice, but I'm also the kind of businesswoman that I have passion for others. I'm an advocate for women and their families, and I know what it is to be in certain situations where you feel like you don't have any help or anybody's there to help you. So, but trust me, I'm here to help you. If I can't help you, like I stated earlier, then I'm able to get you in touch with somebody that can help you do whatever it is you want to do, whether it's start a business, develop your career, work on your relationships. If you want to write that book, if you want to be in a book club, you want to start a book club, you need to call me. And you can call tonight if you have a question, 1-347-826-7543, or you can go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. So my first piece of advice tonight is don't wait for opportunities to just happen. You have to take action. There's always a plan. You always have to write things down. We talk about this over and over again. Nothing's new under the sun. It's just a different way of doing it. We have to step it up a notch because we have to be above everybody else. We have to be excellent about what we're doing. We have to show that we're excellent. We have to dress the part. We have to be able to speak the language that people can understand if we're in front of audiences. And we don't speak the way that they can understand, then it's wasting your time, it's wasting their time. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to move forward. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Learn to strip out the hesitation, the buts, the intimate details, and be direct about what you're trying to get across to somebody, especially when you're speaking. You want to assert yourself and be effective when you have a speaking engagement or you're trying to explain what your business is and how you can help somebody else. Ladies, I'm telling you, we have so much woman power in us, and you know, we have marriages and we have children, we have our career, we are business owners, we have our church functions, we have organizations that we are involved in. We're not sometimes able to get everything done the way that we want to. Sometimes you have to put some things aside. Sometimes you can't vacuum the floor before you go to the meeting at 7 o'clock. Sometimes you have to let things go. The floor will be fine until you get back. You don't wear a cape. You're not expected to do everything. You do have people in the house that can help you. You need to ask them. Sometimes our husbands don't help because we don't ask them. So we have to make sure that we ask them for help and that we'll be able to get it. Look for companies that encourage women to be executives. Look for companies that have a high level of female employees there. And I'm speaking of that when you're looking for a job, if you are in your career, you love what you do, but your company is not advancing you. Maybe it's time you start looking at other companies that has a high ratio of women working there, high executives in the female persuasion. Women are going to help other women. They're going to help you rise to the top. They're going to help you get to the next level. I know we talk about women being crabs in a pot sometimes, and we don't want to help each other, but I find that sometimes that's true, and other times it's the situation that we're in. So you have to look at where you are, look at your situation. If you knew that your boss was not going to elevate you, why do you want to stay there another 20 years? You're not going to make the kind of money that you should be making. You're not going to be happy with the job. You're going to be miserable. You have to pray your way through it every single day, and you don't want to do that. You want a job where you can have some joy and some peace, do a good job, of course, be about your business, and be excellent at everything that you do. But also know that what you're doing is going to get you where you want to go in your career. So we always have to think about that. Stop saying I'm sorry. Learn to censor yourself. But be sensitive. If you need to apologize, then do so. But stop saying you're sorry, because you're not always sorry for things that you do. Sometimes that's the only thing you know how to say. And we have a tendency, especially women, that we say we're sorry. When a man does something, if he hesitates to say I'm sorry, why? First of all, he's probably not sorry. Second, he didn't think it would be anything that would bother you in the first place. So we have to stop being so sensitive, because that's another thing that employees and employers talk about, women being so sensitive. They're always apologizing. They're so emotional. We don't want to do that. So I'm talking primarily to the women, but men, you know that these things apply to you as well. Even if you're not saying that you're sorry, sometimes you should say that you're sorry, especially if you need to apologize to somebody. Get out your 2x4 and learn how to swing it. We have to fight for what we want. We have to know that we are able, we're capable, we deserve the best, that we can do anything that we want to do, that we set our minds to. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. If there's a job out there for you, or if there's a business out there for you and you want it, you got to go and get it. You got to learn how to hit hard, and you got to learn how to be consistent, and you have to pound that pavement every day. I have a real testimony. A young man in our church, he's been coming to church faithfully, and he could not find a job to take care of his family. He was very upset about it, but he, you know, he kept coming to church and he kept praying. And one of the other ministers in the church told him, you're going to have to do something different if you want to get a job in this economy. He said, I want you to do something for me, and if you do what I ask you to do, I guarantee you that you will have a job in 10 days. He told this young man to look for 10 jobs per day for 10 days straight. And if he promised him if he did it, that he would find a job. Well, the young man said yes, he would do it. He didn't hesitate. He may have had some thoughts in his mind, but he didn't say it. So he did believe what he was being spoke to about. On the eighth day, which was a Monday, he got a phone call for interview. Then he got his second phone call for interview. He had two jobs on the eighth day, and all he did was put into practice what he was told to do. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to come out swinging. We have to swing hard. We have to be ready to fight for what we want. We have to go above and beyond what we normally do, because if you're doing the same things that you've always done, you send out one or two resumes a week, nothing is going to happen. You have to flood the market with your resume. If they ask you to call in at a certain time, you have to do what they ask you to do. There's power in when you are consistent, and power when you know for yourself and you believe that you can achieve whatever it is that you need. This young man was so happy when he called me after his interviews on Monday. He accepted both jobs, but of course he may not be able to maintain them, but he can try for a little while because one is at night and one is in the daytime. So he's going to try to work both of them because he needs to take care of his family. But if you're in that situation, try the power of 10. 10 applications a day, or because everything, most of the time now, when you're looking for a job, everything's online. Whatever store you're trying to apply for, whatever company you're trying to apply for is emailing your resume, then you get that phone call for the interview, and then you go in. I know that it works, but I like the old-fashioned interview. I like face-to-face interviewing, and I know this eliminates some of the people that are not qualified, but employers are missing good people because their resume is not up to par. So now we have to teach those people who are looking for jobs how to have that resume sharp, that it looks good, and that the employer is going to want to call them in. We have to have the plan, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. So if you're looking for a job, try the power of 10. 10 resumes per day, and if you're doing them online, that's fine. 10 days straight. And if you happen to get a job, please call me and let me know, because I want to give your testimony as well. I won't give out any information about you if you don't want me to, and that's fine, because I always need permission before I put anybody's name on the air. But if you know that this is what you need and what you're looking for, then great. Another thing that we do in the business development program is we help you to develop your business. It's plain. It's easy. It's simple. But you have to call us so that we know that you need help. It doesn't matter where you are in your business. If you just started your business, we have training programs that are available to you. We have teleclass. So if you are not in Hampton Roads or in the seven cities that surround me and you want to be a part of our teleclass, you need to go to my website and contact me, so let me know what you're interested in. Our next classes that we're going to have coming up is Launch Your Own Business. So you definitely want to get that information if that's what you want to do. And the next one will be business managing, and we're going to have different topics as we go on through the year. So we're going to put the schedule up on the website so you'll be able to go and check things out. But in the meantime, if you need to call me, you can call me tonight, 1-347-826-7543. We only got about 7 minutes left, so if you want to call in tonight, I know you're listening, you're taking notes, and that's great. If you are starting your own business and you don't have a clue, you definitely need to get in our class for Launch Your Own Business. And we can do that course online with you. Just need to let us know that that's what you want to do. You have to have action steps, the best contacts and resources to help you get it done. So you have to commit to excellence. We talk about that so many times on this program. In order to have the best chance of success, your business needs to have clear leadership from you and the rest of your management team. So if you're lacking the management skills, then you need to call us, go to the website, let us know. We're able to help you. We're able to help you build your business. I love what I do. I tell you that all the time. There's different strategies that we use to help you in business development, but you have to contact us. If you started out in January with all the good intentions of what you're going to do, how you're going to start your business, the format that you were going to use, how you're going to do the plan, and none of it has come to fruition, you need to call me because obviously you need some help in that area. You have to set goals for the month. You have to have a target. You have to have how much income you want to generate for the month. So it's the 1st of June. Okay, it's a couple days into June. How much money do you want to generate for the month of June? Then you have to set a certain agenda and set your goals. You need to get my book, There's Power in the Plan, because I'll tell you how to set goals. I'll tell you what to do, how to get started with the goals, and you start with things that you can achieve, things that you can do right now that will help you get there. The business development program is excellent for you if you're starting a business, if you're developing your career, or if you're working in your relationship. Why? Because the same principles apply. It does not change. You just make them fit what you need. For relationships, when I'm counseling for relationships, of course, we're not talking about business, but we are talking about what kind of relationship do we want to be in? Do we want to change the relationship that we're in? Are we looking for a mate at this particular time? Do we need to be by ourselves to get some things straight in our heads? Again, we have to have a plan. There's power in the plan. You have to know what you're doing, how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it. You got to set goals. You have to have timelines. Nothing changes. It's all the same. It's still developing what you need for your relationship. If you want to work on your marriage, you definitely need to call me. I have wonderful techniques and things that I can tell you and how to stay in your marriage, how to keep things going. You know, it's not easy being in a relationship. When you just look at where you are, look at your partner, I can tell you how to turn some things around in a matter of days, but you have to want to do it. You have to step out on faith. You have to know that this relationship is right for you. Sometimes we are so fast and so quick to run away from a job, to run away from starting a business, to run away from a relationship. Why? Because we don't think we have what it takes to get the job done, but we do. I guarantee you, God has equipped you with everything that you need. You just have to believe that you have it on the inside of you. Sometimes you got to change some things around. Sometimes you got to look at things differently. Sometimes when you come to me as a consultant or you come to me for coaching, I'm able to see quickly what things you can do right now for immediate changes because that's what you want. You want to continue to do the same things that you've done. You want to move on with your life. You don't want to be stuck in a rut. Sometimes we do that, ladies and gentlemen. We're just stuck. We don't want to explore new possibilities. We're so afraid that if we step out there, we're going to fail. But guess what? If you never try, you'll never know. You have to step out there on faith. You have to reach for the top of the ladder. You can't just stand in the middle and think that things are going to be wonderful. They're not. I know it's a shorter fall from the third step versus the 10th step. But guess what? If you never try to reach the 10th step, you'll never know. So I'm asking you tonight, if you need help, contact me. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. Go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. I'm here to help you. I don't mind. I do what I do. We do give free information every Thursday night. You know that. You come on and you listen, and I give out great advice. I know that I do. I'm good at what I do. I know that, and I'm not bragging. I just know what I know. I know what's on the inside of me, what I have to share with others, what I've been taught, and how I'm able to help you. So don't pass up an opportunity because you think you can't afford a consultant or a coach. You don't know what you can afford until you research it. You don't even have to come and talk to me. You can go to somebody else. Maybe you already know somebody who's doing it in your area and you want to work with them. Call them up. Ask them for their rates. Ask them how they can help you. But if you're not sure, you want to call me, I will definitely be glad to talk to you. And don't cost you a dime. Just go to the website if you need more information, issuesconcerningwomen.com, and you'll be able to see some of the things that we're doing in this organization, how we're moving forward, how we're all about girl power. Gentlemen, we're there for you. We're standing next to you, pushing you, you know, nudging you on the side, and so that you can help us and we can help you. We don't male bash on this show. We welcome men as well as women. I do have men guests on my show, so if you're a male that has a wonderful business and you want to share it with others, please give me a call. I got about 1 minute left. So I'm going to give you the website again, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Go there, check out the website, call me, or send me an email at cinevisign@aol.com. You can also send an email to the website. They'll give you the information if you go there and check that out. But we're here for you. We want to help you. We want to know what's going on in your life. We want to know the achievements that you have done in the past 6 months. We want you to be a part of our newsletter that is coming up within the next month. I'm so excited about that because our business is growing. So as I grow and I'm able to give out information through the newsletter or through other medias that I'm working with, I also do a live show 3 times a week here in Hampton Roads on 670 a.m. So if you're here and you want to check me out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 o'clock, you can check me out. On Wednesday, it's 15 minutes from 2 to 2:15. Monday and Friday, it's 30 minutes from 2 to 2:30. Again, I'm there to help you. We talk about all kinds of things, about planning, about business, about careers, relationships, whatever you want to talk about. You send me topics, and I'm more than happy to talk to you about them. I'm so excited. Again, it's Thursday evening. You know 30 minutes goes fast. But we thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We will be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. if God's willing. And we want you to join us. And thank you for those that are following me. I continue to look forward to your comments. And God bless you all. And I will see you next Thursday. Good night.